To where?
Mexico.
Mexico. Cool. Huh? I can't hear what you're saying.
Everything is okay.
Uh-huh. You'll do Sankirtan or deity worship?
I don't know, whatever. A little bit, I like a little bit everything. Not just one thing, two things.
That's good.
Such questions. I was reading yesterday Guru Maharaj, that prayer by Narottam Das Thakur, Sudhamati Chintami. Anyone who takes pleasure in sporting in the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God is at once a confidential devotee of Radha and Madhava, or is a sannyasi or a householder. A devotee who calls out to the Lord and serves the Sankirtan movement is always liberated. Narottam Das aspires for his company.
Guru Sarnavi.
So, I just was wondering, does that automatically apply to any Sankirtan devotee? Would sporting in the waves mean somebody that was experiencing a special type of taste on the Sankirtan?
Well, those things that are there in perfection are also there in practice, but in as much as practice only reveals certain aspects of perfection, so certain shadow of perfection, so that's what you can expect. So what you taste is what you taste. Everybody's taste things, there's no question that they don't, but what they taste is still immature, and yet to really ripen. Similarly, they're whatever sporting they do, everyone's sporting, but the sporting will depend upon the degree of maturity in Krishna consciousness. It's like a little child runs and a mature athlete runs. Both of them may be sporting, but their sporting is different because the level of absorption and qualification for the sport is different.
Instructions, and I never thought of
that
before. So.
The following, yeah, that's the whole basis of Krishna consciousness. based on following instructions. It's not whether it's in the conditioned state or the liberated state. Everyone has to follow. So, following the Brijbasi means that you're following their instructions, but again, you have to know how to follow in sadhan, you have to know how to follow in surrender, through the process of surrender, and then if you know how to follow in the process of surrender, then you can follow as a surrendered soul. If you haven't surrendered in practice, how can you surrender in perfection? The essence of everything, therefore, starts off with obedience. One has to be obedient to the Acharyas, the spiritual master, to the Vaishnavas, and learn how to be unconditional, since Krishna consciousness is ahoitakiya patiyata at any stage. Not that, I want to follow an inhabitant of Vrindavan and I'm full of all kinds of desires for sense gratification and independence, and I don't accept anyone as authority. I'm the authority. That's not, you get nowhere. You just fool yourself. It just becomes an external show, but internally, nothing's happening. Like the example, you see little girls, 3 years old, 5 years old, they're already playing with dolls, and they're making believe like their mothers. That's all right, but that's all it is. It's make believe. They're not biologically equipped to be mothers, and you don't become a mother by buying a doll in a shop. You have to go through the process. You have to become, you have to get married, you have to get pregnant, and then that's how you get children. So, same thing in the proper execution of following means that it comes as a natural sequence, and then it happens automatically. And that's a letter, very nice letter, Prabhupada. Wrote where he gave this example that in the same way that a girl gets married and then naturally she's going to have a child. It's just that's what marriage is about. So one doesn't have to be in anxiety. Similarly, perfection in Krishna consciousness, the right to follow inhabitants of Vrindavan, being accepted into the association, it happens naturally. That's what Prabhupada said. John 16 rounds, all the regulated principles, do the things that he said, and it'll happen. Just make sure you're doing it right, and it will happen. And that's faith. If it's not happening for me tomorrow, if it didn't happen after 20 years, then I think, oh, maybe Prabhupada didn't give everything. Maybe I need to go somewhere else. Maybe I need to augment what Prabhupada taught. No, one should check to make sure that they're doing things right, chanting right, following the principles right, regularly reading Shastra, and if one is, then it will happen. Some women become pregnant immediately, others take a long time. It's an individual affair. But just have faith that what Prabhupada gave will bear its fruit, provided that it's properly done. cow for a day, this was disappeared. Oh, there it is. I just saw.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay.
Much on that subject of having faith. If a devotee makes offences during the course of practicing devotional service, and then he loses his taste for devotional activities, then that could be the main problem. Is that you're doing everything, you seem to be doing everything properly, but there's no taste because you're still suffering the reactions of offences that you committed in the past.
That may be another thing, but then you have to suffer. That's the result. Action means there's some reaction. Everyone has to take responsibility for their activities. I think I said that yesterday. You just have to sit it out. However long it takes, you just sit it out. And again, you have faith that, all right, if I didn't chant nicely, if I committed some offense to Vaishnavas, then I have to take the reaction for that conduct. And whatever it is, that's all right. I'm able to continue chanting, associating with Vaishnavas. Life continues on.
Says, well, by chanting Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhupada, the rest of the mantra, then one is free from all offenses. So why is it then I'm not ecstatic when I'm chanting Hare Krishna?
Chanting Panchatattva Mantra, there's no offenses involved in chanting Panchatattva Mantra, and worship of Panchatattva gives great results, but still we're also chanting Hare Krishna. And although one may be relieved from the results of committing offense to the holy name, but because he keeps chanting it, he keeps committing offense, isn't it? That doesn't mean that you're not you don't have the freedom to chant free of offense or offensively. So if one continues to chant then with offense, then that's there. And therefore one should take shelter of Lord Chaitanya to help to become free from the propensity for committing offenses. Because it's one thing that, all right, today I committed offense in chanting and I beg Lord Chaitanya for freedom from that. But if tomorrow I continue doing the same offense, then it's just a vicious circle, and I still don't make any advancement. So what I need to do is become free from the propensity to commit offenses. And that freedom from propensity to commit offense, that is like weeding out a deep, deep weed that we really need to beg and take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. On the other hand, if someone thinks, well, I'll just, you know, doesn't matter how I chant Hare Krishna, I'll just chant Panchatattva Mantra and that way I'll become freed from offense, then that becomes an offensive mentality. And that offensive mentality also leads devotees to losing the displeasure of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda as well. Sooner or later, one way or another, one gains freedom from both offenses, reactions to offenses, as well as offensive mentality. But it may vary with time, depending on individual case. Thief came to steal Lord Nityananda's ornaments, and they were liberated. So that was how Lord Nityananda, in direct way, gives blessings. But we shouldn't act like thieves. We should come to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, not as thieves, but as Vaishnavas, Trinadapi Sunichena, being humble and tolerant, begging for their mercy. And when we see that we're making some mistake, then not just asking them to solve the problem. That's childish. An adult child is someone who creates some problem and then doesn't know the solution to it, doesn't take responsibility, goes running to his mother and father, oh, they should solve it. An adult is someone who recognizes this problem, takes responsibility for it, and then goes about making the proper steps, which includes taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Panchatattva Mantra, certainly. But how did Prabhupada do it? And that's what you should do. Because, you know, devotees then also sometimes make a thing of it. Sometimes I often get asked, oh, is it all right to chant Panchatattva Mahamantra and or chant the rounds of the Panchatattva Mahamantra? And the answer is, yeah, there's no harm. But devotees should always question in terms of, what did Prabhupada do? And for us, that's a very important thing, because for us, Prabhupada is not only our founder, Acharya, but he's also the perfect sadhaka. He's shown us how to engage in sadhana. And so everything that he teaches, everything that he gave in our books, if we want to see how to do it, so did Prabhupada chant 16 rounds of Panchatattva Mahamantra? No. He chanted Panchatattva Mahamantra in Kirtan before chanting Hare Krishna. But he didn't do that. So is it necessary? Well, there's no harm. But there are so many things everywhere. You know, there's the Prabhupada chant Nishina Kavacha? No, but it's a Vaishnav Vedic mantra that he chanted. Narayan Kavacha is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. No, but it's also there, and it says if you do chant this morning and night, you get this and this result. But there's only 24 hours in a day. If you tried doing everything, all the recommendations that you read about in different places, then you never get out of bed in the morning. Prabhupada says never get out of the bathroom if you do all those things. So therefore, it's not only just, you know, what's this, what did scripture say, but what did Prabhupada do? What did he show us? And if we do what Prabhupada did, then we know that we're making best use of our time. And we're doing those things that Prabhupada considered to be most relevant. So many things are right, so many things are okay, but
there are certain things that Prabhupada gave more emphasis to, and the things he gave emphasis to were kirtan, deity worship, preaching, chanting japa, morning program, following regulative principles. Lots of other things that one could find, but there's just only so much time in the day. So you've got to figure out, okay, but what am I going to do?